recording?
Yes.
I fucking hate this guy. Why didn't he tell us? Why didn't he tell us?
He did. He told me.
He didn't fucking tell me. I was looking at you. He didn't tell me.
Because you can't read visual cues. You can't read. No cues at all. None of them are legible for you. All
right. So welcome to the Holiday House Podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Sir.
We're assholes. Bobby's been recording this whole time. I didn't know.
You never know. We never.
I never know.
Except
I don't.
For this room, there's something recording.
That's fair.
That's a weird promise.
I'm jerked off in this room. I hope nothing's recording me. So we got some holidays.
It's a holiday
coming up. Today's a fucking holiday. So what's today, Dino?
Friday the 13th.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's the 14th.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, the 13th.
Friday the 13th is kind of like Ohio State. They're like. The 13th, like not just,
just
a
cunty
13th.
About it.
Yeah,
yeah. Like Friday the 13th is cunty about being Friday the 13th. Like I'm the day.
Yeah,
like
Cinco de Mayo is 5th like, of May.
I'm the day.
I am the day. Tacos.
Friday the 13th is like you trying to die.
Yeah, kind of is
you
like
trying
that.
To get serial murdered.
Whoa, what a weird name for cereal.
I got you. Cereal murder?
It's just called murder, and they're like, well, the cereal thing was
and you
implied.
Notice it, like, Cap'n Crunch and, like, Toucan Sam, they all start dying off.
Or they're, yeah.
After that cereal comes out.
Yeah. Count Ooh. Chocula only, like, dips in, like, in October.
Yeah, but he's
like,
already dead, so, you know.
Is that how that works?
Why dead? You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to, because I'm assuming no one else is going to hear what we just heard, so,
No, they didn't.
They did.
So, with it being Friday the 13th, very majestic, horrible, frightening day.
Majestic and horrible.
In our world. happens a couple times every year.
It's great. I love those days.
Obviously, there's a movie franchise named after it.
Yes.
Let's dive into that. Tell me a little bit, Dino. Tell me a little bit.
I don't know a lot about it. I know, I think the first one, Friday the 13th, came out in 1980. And, like, that and Nightmare on Elm Street and all these, like, thrasher horrors, those mm-hmm. were all just, like, the runoff of the initial inspiration, which was the first Halloween, which I think was 78. That was some good shit. First Friday the 13th, though, I think it was a little weak. I think, actually, like, the second one was better because it actually had more Jason. I haven't seen them in so long, though, and then they do the remakes. But it's an iconic film series, you know.
I know a lot of people are fans of the whole 80s horror genre
like
in general.
Like thrasher.
Not just horror, but 80s horror specifically. And even, like, shitty cult 80s movies.
Right? Oh, yeah. True.
Well, 80s horror movies.
There's some great ones. There's some cheesy ones, but they're
I feel like they're all
about.
Cheesy. Like, oh, look, it's a bunch of teenagers camping in the woods on spring break or summer vacation, whatever it is, and a super slow-moving serial killer back from the dead.
It's kind of like the cool thing about it, though, is, like, that was – back then it was crazy. Now it's, like, kind of joke-worthy, but – at the time, it was sweet, and it still just, like, it brings a smile to your face when you watch shit like that.
It doesn't.
Not even on Halloween?
To me, it's gotta hold up. Like, if it's Halloween and I want to watch a scary movie.
Even watch the original Star Trek. Oh, it's gotta hold up?
That's fair.
See? Yeah, that's it's just fair. Maybe it's not your genre.
It's just not my genre.
That's probably
it really
what
it isn't.
Is.
Like, I'm not a horror movie guy. Like, I'll watch scary shit on, like Halloween. But the rest of the year, even if you have, like, a Netflix and chill and the chick's into horror movies. I'm like, bitch, we ain't watching horror movies. They
no,
suck.
No, ain't you?
They suck.
Like even what about modern ones?
That they don't, suck.
Don't there's some good modern
no,
ones.
No. I feel like I feel
like I like the jumpiness.
Okay.
No. Like see, like I don't thriller. Like the jumpiness of modern horror movies.
So that's just more like that, I guess. It's not a horror, but it's a suspense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. To each his own.
The jumpiness of modern horror movies, it's not that it scares me. It's that it's like I know when it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of a sudden so in every modern horror movie, the first jumpy scene where you hear the high-pitched string instruments and then all of a sudden they're walking slowly towards something, you know nothing's going to jump out. And then the second time they do it, they see something out of the corner of their eye, like the cat.
The cat.
And the third time it happens, it's whatever the fuck is haunting them or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's predictable.
Cheap Tricks.
It's 100% predictable. And it just kind of bugs me a little bit how predictable it is. I'm not going to say that some of it doesn't fucking scare me sometimes, you know, where you're like, oh, fuck, I got to sleep with a light on. I do that a lot, guys. I have a
sleep with lights on.
I have a Bulbasaur nightlight
nice.
in my room. So that's true facts, by the way.
I believe that.
Big facts.
I would not question that. Yeah. Well, I mean, to each his own with the whole horror film thing, you know, some good, some bad. I guess these guys aren't the biggest fans. But that's cool, though. But Friday the 13th, I looked up some fun facts. Some of them are fun. Some of them are dumb.
Are you about to pull a piece of paper out of your pocket?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
You didn't even memorize these.
Like, I'm going to memorize fun? No.
Like, pick two or three and memorize them. Don't even fucking...
Nah.
Listen, you got a fucking list.
You hear that?
Think about this. Wait, think about this. Guy can quote Star Wars just random facts by heart, from heart. And
been watching Star Wars my whole life. I've been talking about Friday the 13th for 4 minutes.
Talking like shit that no normal person would know. And this guy,
you know it.
Well, I'm not a normal person.
True. All right, let's look it up. Let's see. What do we got here? Friday the 13th. Knowledge, interests, facts. All right.
Continue.
All right. I think this is one of the most OG things. 13 people were present at the Last Supper. With JC.
Was it on a Friday?
Damn, I don't know.
How is that relevant?
Bring a fact? Like,
and first of all, we're assuming religion is correct, so we don't even know if this is a fucking fact. All
right, next one. All right, this is a fact.
Can you please fold it every time you...
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
I don't want to accidentally go back and read the last one.
All right, I just want to make sure that you're going to be doing this every time.
All right.
Continuity, if you will.
Oh, of course. 1907, popular novel was written about a stockbroker who picks a day to manipulate the stock market and bring down Wall Street, and it was called Friday the 13th.
Sounds kind of similar to what's happening today.
Next one.
Invest in precious metals, everyone.
This is probably where we're going to start arguing, but I'm going to start off with this. In 1970, Black Sabbath released their self-titled debut album
Friday the 13th,
and it was released on Friday the 13th.
I knew that.
It was the birth of metal, which I would disagree with, but
I think it was the birth of mainstream metal. So you know.
Yes, true. What's a fun fact
about Black Sabbath that brings me up? I heard during an interview Black Sabbath claims themselves that he claims he didn't, but Michael Bolton.
They auditioned Michael Bolton.
Black Sabbath before yes. they got Ozzy.
It was after Ozzy. It was before Dio. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
They auditioned to Michael Bolton. Yeah, which is fucking.
That. Can I hear those audition tapes? Can we get those?
Apparently, probably. He was in like a heavy band before he was Michael Bolton.
I mean, I think either way, he was Michael Bolton. But
I just want to hear him sing War Pigs. I don't think it's just.
I can't even do Michael Bolton's voice.
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. All
right, continue.
All right, that's fun.
Actually,
I didn't know that.
That's actually.
But yeah, okay. Black Sabbath, Friday the 13th. All right. This is also not Friday related, but there's a lot of 13s here. Apollo 13 mission was launched at the time 1313.
So, but it doesn't take place on a Friday.
I mean, you don't know that. Can you prove me wrong?
I could have told you. You were like, hey, this doesn't take place on a Friday the 13th, but 1313.
I wrote this down on a piece of paper an hour ago.
Can't trust everything you read on the internet, kids.
All right, Norse mythology.
All right, I'm in on this.
Oh, yeah, you're loving this. 12 gods were at a dinner party, and the 13th god, Loki, shows up to murder one of them, which I think was Baldir or Balder, or however
Balder.
You pronounce it. So 13, unlucky. All right, this is kind of cool. Like, this kind of just goes with our modern society and the way just numbers are or are not intentionally, but or not intentionally, but... there's 12 months in a year, obviously, 12 hours on a clock, there's 12 zodiac signs, there's 12 tribes of Israel, and there's 12 days of Christmas, which, like, all these things are just, like, that is, like, the perfect balance, and 13 kind of disrupts all
hotels don't have 13th floors.
No, they don't, yeah.
They
a
don't.
Lot of times.
It's unlucky.
I mean, technically they do. They just wrote 14 on it.
Yeah, but there's
no... You know
no
what floor
actual...
you're on.
Yeah, you know what floor you're on.
If someone ever books me on the 14th floor, I'm like, nah, son.
You know what I want? When you're in the elevator, you know how sometimes you have, like, the female voice that'll be like, 3, 7. Like, yeah. I want it to be, like, 12. And then it just stops, and then all of a sudden there's just a Jersey guy like, you know what floor you're on, motherfucker.
You fucking know. Don't act like you fucking don't, you gamook motherfucker.
Get the hell to your room. Go to bed. Don't worry about it.
So, fucking forget about it. All right. So, Friday the 13th, bunch of fun shit. Hotels
wait,
don't have.
Couple
oh,
more.
Wait, a couple more.
You're going to like this one.
I don't know. Am I going to like this one?
I don't
one?
Know if this one's true or not, but hundreds of. Just got interrupted. The Knights Templar were arrested by the King of France on Friday,
yep.
October 13th,
yep.
1307.
Yep.
And then they were all put to death.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but my side of the table is 6 inches higher than his right now.
Last one. Tupac died on Friday, September 13th, 1996, in Vegas. That's actually my sister's birthday.
Mm. Oh, fuck, Prudence.
Young Prudence.
Yeah. The youngest Prudence.
So that's all I got. I mean, everything else is just people
I Prudence.
Scared. Not there. Oh, she's oh there.
Oh, she's right. Yeah, she's not there, but she's there. Not mean?
Nah, true.
It's like a tight jacket, son. You know, not mean? You know, whatever. So obviously, Friday the 13th, unlucky as fuck.
Is it?
Supposedly. Bad shit happens on Friday
the 13th. I love 13. I live on 413 West 13.
You just... gave out your
Didn't say the city. Don't.
We've already announced where we fucking broadcast from, you dick.
Well, people don't like us. They know where
to. Somebody hates us that much and puts it together for the last two episodes.
I'm pretty sure someone hates me enough, definitely.
Oh, true.
I'm a fucking prick.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, don't shake your head, Pearlstein. Don't.
Less
don't.
Your brother,
that's fair.
Hey, if anybody hates us and they want to do some type of hate crime, please toilet paper the house. That won't be outside like that.
It's a weird flex, but okay. In regard to Friday the 13th, obviously there's the counter to Friday the 13th, which was brought about in the Freddy versus Jason. Well, brought about probably in the 80s when both were released, but. In the actual 1v1 type of instance of Freddy versus Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Jason is obviously the Friday the 13th character.
Antagonist.
Thank you. Sorry. Forgot the word, I guess.
And the good guy is a half-naked high school chick.
That's best
the protagonist.
Good guy ever.
Yeah. Wow. Well.
Hey, Hollywood, can we make every good guy a half-naked college chick?
College.
Yeah, not high school, because that's fucking weird, but that's not what we're...
They're always played by, like, 28-year-olds, though.
Yeah, but still, I can't say half-naked high school chick, and it'd not be weird.
He just said it.
Okay. So, so yeah, that dude, Freddy, his whole shtick...
Frederick. Kruger.
I'm just gonna fuck off. His little shtick is that kills people in dreams. I don't know the whole backstory because, like I said, I fucking hate 80s horror movies. I've seen them, didn't give enough of a fuck to understand the backstories or anything like that. Do you know much about Freddy Krueger? Or
I mean, I think it's a pretty basic storyline. Like he
did he die in a fire? He's all fucked up looking.
He was the janitor or the groundskeeper to an elementary school and
like Angus from fucking. Simpsons?
Yeah. Yeah.
Scottish groundskeeper.
And,
yeah, Willie, that's his name. Willie.
I think the backstory was he was a pedophile, and the parents, in a fury and a rage, found his home and then burnt it down, and
Peter
that's why
Fury,
he has all the
yeah.
scars, okay. And then he comes back to life in dreams in the
that's
hometown.
That's a weird fucking. Why dreams? But whatever.
Hey, dreams is a cool idea.
He strikes where their parents can't protect them.
Oh. Okay, Bobby, you weird bastard.
I have not seen one part
Yeah, so you're
really?
just plotting, aren't
saw,
you?
You
fucking.
A bit, my parents were watching or something as a kid, and I ended up starting to have nightmares about Freddy Krueger. And then I found out exactly what it was about. It's nope, never watching that shit ever again.
Damn, that
sound
OG
like,
movie has
you sound
Donnie
like a little
Jepp.
Bitch, bro. Oss people in dreams.
Yeah.
Right, where their parents can't protect them. Now, if I'm correct about this, you yourself were telling us earlier, and we told you to stop when you were trying to explain the story, but you had dream, kind of fucked up dream recently. Sorry, burped.
Yeah.
Continue.
I did. So I guess it's kind of on the theme of Friday the 13th because it involves cats, black cats, all that unlucky.
Oh, gotta be black.
But this is more of a comedy, though,
because... Gotta be black.
because all specifically black cats are unlucky. Friday the 13th. That's the thing.
Okay.
Don't walk under ladders. Don't break mirrors. Black cats. No dice.
Like,
don't do it.
Like,
don't.
Like black ladders or just.
No, it could be any color ladder.
Okay. I don't know if that was like a racial thing or like. I was gonna be like, Jesus Christ, Dino, calm down. Like, this is not the type of press we want. Like.
So anyway. This dream was this is pretty funny. I, like, woke up laughing. I don't know why I had this. So the dream was in the context that it was that you and I were hanging out. It was at the end of, I don't know, we went to a concert or there was a group of friends, and then we're hanging out. And it's like if we're our adult ages now, but our hangout was like one of those, like, middle school sleepover hangouts where Doritos, Mountain Dew, VGs, video games. And
I love the VGs. Staying Alive. Amazing.
The VGs.
Fucking Billy Gibb.
So, was winding down. The night's winding down. We're getting tired. I'm at your place. So, it's one of those things.
My place?
Where, yep.
My place. All right.
Your place. You,
it's a
you're
nice
like,
place.
It's, I don't
it's
know.
It's a great place.
But I was there in your dream, in my dream. Not your dream.
You're,
so,
you're
I got
definitely
like, thing
not right.
where I got like my.
Wait, you were there too?
I
was there.
I'm telling you the story. I got my sleeping bag, so I'm, like, I'm curling up in my sleeping bag, like, you're on your bed, like, you know, like, I can't see you, like, I could just hear you. We're just having that winding down conversation, and all of a sudden, this little kitten runs up to me, and I'm like, what's this? I'm like, dude, you got a cat? You're like, no doubt. I'm
right,
like,
and we're adults, right?
Yeah, but we're doing the sleepover thing. And I'm like, this is great. Why didn't you tell me earlier? This is good news. And you're like, hell yeah. And I'm about to, like, lay back down, and there's another cat just, like, jumping out of my sleeping bag. I'm like, dude, you got two cats? You're like... Ain't even a thing.
Did I say that exactly? Ain't even a fucking thing.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, because you're about to, like, snooze. Like, you're kind of, like, going out. And I'm like, I'm just hanging out with these two cats. I'm like, this is the best sleepover ever. And then all of a sudden, like, three more cats start rolling in. I'm like, dude, Jake, you got a lot of cats. You're like, you're telling me.
How does your house not smell like piss?
Yeah. So all the cats are coming in, and then... Like, more swarms of cats are coming. I'm like, Jake, this is a problem. I'm like, why you got so many cats? You're like, man, if you think those seven are a problem, you're about to have a shitty night. And then they fucking keep coming in. I don't know why you had so many cats in that dream. And then I woke up, and I was like, that was ridiculous.
So what I'm thinking from this dream is you had a weird dream about us as grown men having, this, like, a bunk bed sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
And realistically... I understand why you had that dream.
Because yeah, because dreams are metaphors, and I was swimming in pussy, so.
Well, no, because we pretty much have a sleepover every weekend when I sleep on your chair and everyone else goes up to the bed.
Oh, yeah. So it was like reverse roles.
Pretty much.
That's true.
Pretty much, because we record the podcast, we get fucked up, I sleep here.
You crash on the couch.
I don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen.
Jake has the spot on the kitchen couch with the pregnancy pillow.
I have just about any fucking couch I want with the pregnancy pillow. Kind of, you know, the king dick around here, if you will.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not. I am the commander and chief, though. So
commander.
that's kind of a weird dream.
You could be both. It's Where's the commander? He's there. Where's the chief?
And
also there.
And chief.
So,
yes.
So you're like a commander in the U.S. Army, but also a Native American chief at the same time.
Challenge accepted.
Do
bro.
It. That's good. That's
I mean,
good
it's
stuff.
Probably been done before.
Yeah, probably. All right.
So, on the theme that we've kind of talked about over the last few episodes, we're going to make it real quick because we don't want to, you know, it's getting a little serious. We don't want to linger on it too much. Coronavirus. Someone that we hold very dear to our hearts has been infected.
T. Hanks.
And that is Tom Hanks, to you uncultured swine.
Yes, true.
Tom Hanks, his wife, girlfriend, wife?
Wife. Wife since, like, forever.
All right, I don't know. They had different last names and shit.
Yeah, she's famous, too.
They
got it. So,
got
do
it.
You know how they got it?
They were in Australia filming a movie.
Yeah, so this is pretty crazy because I actually predicted that he would do this role. And I was saying earlier, like, in the year or last year, I was like, you know, they're doing all these biopic films, you know, they're doing Elton John, about Queen. I was like, they should do the Beatles or, you know, like, other bands similar. And I was like, Tom Hanks should play a manager to one of these super groups. Like, it would be great. He's perfect for that role. And turns out he's going to be playing the manager to Elvis in the next biopic. And that's where he was doing pre-production in Australia for it. That's how he contracted.
I was going to be very real with you. I zoned out for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, you were waving to somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, well, people were leaving.
It's a live studio audience.
It's a live studio audience, baby.
And then directly after I waved, I just straight zoned out. I'm sorry.
But anyway, more importantly, Tom Hanks. Let's all say a quick prayer for him because he needs to get better.
We pray for T. Hanks.
We give thanks for T. Hanks.
There's a subtle like Simpsons prediction for that one. Too.
What is it?
Have you seen the movie? The Simpsons movie?
No. Well, yeah, once.
The they put the dome over that.
Yeah, I saw
and
it once.
And there's like a video where Tom Hanks is talking. And he's trying to explain to them like it's like a PSA. And he's like, and it's very subtle, but people were trying to trace it back to it, which I guess. And like they put the dome over it, and he tells him why. He says, and he signs off. It's like, remember, if you see me in person, please leave me be.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I feel like I've seen that.
But it's a movie, yeah, and they just say that.
It's like they know that stuff. I wanted to have a movie come out.
They predict everything.
So I think in real life, Tom Hanks, he's going to beat the virus. And then, not only that, he's going to discover the cure for the virus. And then everyone, the world, America, we're going to be so excited. Obviously, once everyone's, you know, doing things in Hollywood again, we're going to make a movie about how Tom Hanks saved the world, and
well,
he's going to play Tom Hanks.
Keith Richards holds the cure.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine they just get some tests on Keith Richards.
I have a feeling Keith Richards.
Alive,
yeah.
Vaccine,
we should be doing
blood.
Research.
That
dude holds
on him.
The cure to everything.
Yeah.
100%.
We should be
100 bands, baby.
That man. Like, he should be on tests before.
Yeah, we can't let him die. We have to, like, strap him down and study him.
New developments. We found the cure to death.
I was going to say literally everything, but you already said death. So, fuck, that's literally everything.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, you're not going to die. You might keep your shitty life. Have fun.
What's the cure? Smoke 4 packs of cigarettes a day and drink at least 2 bottles of whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because guaranteed, that's it.
Dude. But so we got some, you know, now 007's delayed, right, to November.
The Quiet Place 2 was delayed.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, everything that's coming out that's big is being delayed.
Ridiculous.
You know what's really fucking me up with this coronavirus? It's not so much how much it's impacting certain industries. It's the fact that it's impacting industries and people are being laid off, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're sent home for a week, 2 weeks. And we're, what, third month of the year? And we got 9 months till the end of the year, December, right?
Math will tell you yes.
Math will tell me that there's about to be a bunch of babies born in fucking December. You can't tell me that you send a man and a woman home. They live together, married, boyfriend, girlfriend, or just they're single and they're both at home doing nothing. And they're not. Like, listen, guys. Forewarning, gentlemen. Buy some Jimmies. Your pullout game ain't that strong. Please. We're already overpopulated.
Apparently, Jake.
Coronavirus isn't going to kill enough of us off for you to counteract your weak pullout game. So please, buy Jimmy's. End of my PSA. What's next? Seriously. Dino, get some Jimmy's. We know it's
no.
Weak.
No.
Yeah! Just piss. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Can we get him to like promote Jimmy's?
Jimmy Hatfield's?
How did we not think of this?
My name's Jim! Your pullout game is weak!
That sounds good. Well done. you really hit the key well when you're singing about something you're passionate about.
Did I?
That was good. That was fucking good. I hope we have this recording. I think it's still recording right now.
Get your Jimmies here! Yeah! Yeah! Ooh! And I sperm all inside your ovaries! I don't have anything else!
I like how you're screaming and you decided the good idea was to put the mic closer to your
fucking
mouth.
Fucking A right, this is Metallica, baby!
Oh, you back away.
It's Metallica.
It's not. It's you.
It's Metallica. This is regular metal. This is Metallica.
Regular metal.
But enough of all that regular metal.
Mandatory Metallica.
God.
Shout out to the riff.
No.
1011.
No,
baby.
Mandatory metallic.
Not bird. All right. Here's the ultimate thing, and this is gonna be super difficult, so you don't have to try if you don't want to.
No, you can't see it, but the EQ on Bobby's monitor is fucking. It's like
it's off.
It's a solid like 2 inches of big ass spikes.
It says too metal when it gets to that point. Can you do a mixture of James Hetfield meets Christopher Walken?
How? Yeah, that's the best I got. And I burn. That's it. Why the fuck? All right, Bobby's crawling across the floor. I'm just going to call it out. I hope everyone hears it. All right, so.
And we're back. Welcome.
We were talking, what, movies?
Yeah. All
right.
Oh, there's some new ones coming out, apparently. I don't know when. And to be honest with you, I don't want to see them, but we're going to talk about it.
So the one I'm very upset about, and you're probably more upset about the other one, but the one I am most upset about is a fucking remake of Miss Doubtfire.
Is it a Miss Doubtfire movie remake or?
Is it a movie
pretty
or TV
goddamn
show?
Sure it's a movie.
I can't find anything. I can't find an article. Who's
supposed to be playing Miss Doubtfire? I don't remember.
I did not recognize.
They put a name in there and guys, then, they right? put a side by side comparison of Robin Williams and this asshole. I don't know his name. He's just this asshole as Miss Doubtfire. Hands down, the nowhere near accurate. And you're going to tell me that this guy's going to be able to top?
Show, just so you know.
What is that?
It's a Broadway.
Oh, you know, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
That's fine.
No,
I'm okay with that. That's
okay.
Great. It's fine.
Okay.
Do it.
If it's a Broadway performance.
Not upset. All right, check. Next one.
But still, this asshole is never going to be as good as Rob ever.
Yeah, we can go and talk about Will Smith being a genie for, you know, 19 years.
I'm pretty sure we foreshadowed that in the last version of the podcast. We never talked about it.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
What? I think we shut that
out. We just
hashtag not my genie.
You know, to be honest with you.
It turns out to be probably one of the more bearable parts of that movie.
Yeah, it actually was.
Never seen it because I refused to watch it.
It's not good. It's not great. It's fine.
It's on Disney Plus. I got that shit downloaded.
But, you know, Will Smith is kind of good at some of like the more heartwarming scenes.
Did he do Rapping Genie?
Yeah, there was a rapping friend like me.
God damn it.
No, but he also kind of was pretty, you know.
He didn't try to be Robin Williams. He was Will Smith.
Yeah, but did he Will Smith rap as the genie?
Maybe
fuck
briefly.
Out of my face. Don't want to see it.
It actually wasn't that bad. He did mostly singing.
They should attest to how
it's a little
bad
pitchy.
The movie actually is that Will Smith is the saving grace of that movie.
I still don't want to see it. If Will Smith is the saving grace of that movie and he's rapping fucking genie, don't want to see it. I don't. I don't. I already knew the movie was going to be shit, and I knew that not only would I dislike Will Smith, I fucking love Will Smith in a lot of shit.
Bad Boys 2 actually got
but
like super good ratings.
Bad Boys 3.
Super good ratings, yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Which, once, I feel like the movie Bad Boys should have been Bad Boys 1, 2, done. 3 is not needed.
I'll probably watch it since it got a good rating.
Mind you, there are people out there saying Star Wars should have been 1, 2, done.
Just ended after Empire?
But you want to know something? If you're saying that, fuck you.
This is going to happen once an episode. It's got to. Wait, so the other movie, or Mrs. Doubtfire is not a movie. It's a Broadway show, but we're going to do Space Jam.
They're
doing Space Jam.
They're remaking Space Jam.
Why are you gonna have to remake and ruin my
Who
childhood
the fuck's
habit?
No,
it's
remaking it. It's just Space Jam 2. It's just happening.
Wait, is it with Michael
it really
Jordan and fucking Charles Barkley or whatever his name is?
LeBron and newer basketball players.
God damn it.
It's literally called Space Jam 2?
God damn it. If Michael fucking Jordan isn't in that movie.
I'm sure he will be.
Probably make a cameo.
Hey, listen to me. He's not in that movie?
The guy who plays Newman will be back. Remember him?
Really?
Fuck you.
I don't know if he is back.
What about Bill Murray?
Ooh, Bill Murray should be in it. That might have to be the staple role, is Bill Murray.
You got to have Bill Murray.
Dude. Like, if you have a movie with Bill Murray in it and you make another one and Bill Murray's not in it, go fuck yourself.
Even
you,
Zombieland
you just
knew that
lost
shit.
So much money.
Ghostbusters. Don't put him in that shit.
Even Zombieland knew that rule. Once you have Bill Murray, you can't not have Bill Murray.
No, I feel like he puts it in his contract.
Yeah.
Once you got Bill Murray, you don't never go back.
You know what the funny thing
is? Shit was delayed too.
What's that?
Mulan and all that shit.
Yeah. Really?
I heard there's like a petition started to get Mulan posted just to post to Disney Plus because it's probably not going to do that well anyway.
I heard that Mulan got a lot of, early showing, like, critic reviews. Got a lot of good reviews.
Did it?
Because it's its own story. They're not remaking the cartoon. They're just making a Mulan story.
Problem I have with Mulan.
No Eddie Murphy's. That's the problem.
What's the dragon's name, though?
Mushu. Eddie Murphy.
There's no fucking Mushu.
You don't know that.
No, they've already said there's no Mushu.
Oh, well, it's not Mulan.
100%. He was the backbone of that movie.
Honestly, I don't know any other movie that would be good as a live-action remake anymore.
There's one that I can think of in Disney that I wouldn't be just, like, annoyed with if they did, because they haven't really done it true justice yet, and that's Peter Pan. I'd be okay with that.
I would like to see a Peter Pan starring a CGI Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Do you remember when they did the live-action
of... Okay, all right, next topic.
The live-action of Pinocchio, remember that? And Jonathan Taylor Thomas was the...
Did they do that? Wait a second. There was a movie called Geppetto where Drew Carey was Geppetto.
Fat Drew Carey?
TV. I remember.
Dude,
I didn't see it.
There is no better Drew Carey than Fat Drew Carey.
There's other ones?
Drew Carey right now.
Not me. Not my type of Drew Carey.
Hey, that ain't my Drew Carey. Mm-mm. Hashtag not my Drew Carey.
The only game show you can do is
get it going, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, Impractical Jokers came out of the movie, too.
Yeah, not a fan of Impractical Jokers.
I love them.
No, not a fan.
They did a movie.
This is my opinion. I feel like Impractical Jokers is a show for trashy Italian people.
I love them!
You're trashy Italian people!
I'm all of them. No, they're hilarious. They're great. I don't
that. We're over here working in this fucking dickhead surfing Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm looking for facts and shit to give you guys.
What the fuck, guy?
What you're fucking talking about.
Why do we have him here?
I don't know.
He's already got a new program. We don't need him to fucking queue up a soundboard.
Well, thank God we don't have a camera on him. That's going to come next. Oh, no.
Bobby Vision, and it's just this shitty, like, you know the angler fish, how they have the thing hanging? And it's just a GoPro and fucking...
Oh, Bobby Vision, no.
Whoa! So, outside of movies, the little update as to... Are you praying?
I was just waiting for you to keep talking.
Oh.
And then you stopped.
Namaste.
Namaste.
A little something that the three of us have done here is we took a bit of a an actual narcissism test.
Narcissism test, because we were curious, because the idea gets
because we already know we're narcissists.
Yes, I think maybe.
No,
find out.
We knew.
We'll check our results.
I'm not gonna ever pull my phone out that often. Give me a minute. It's going to be a struggle. His pants are tight.
As they should be. Bobby, you did one too, right? All right. We all did narcissism test.
So we're looking at between 12 and 15% is average.
That's the score?
That's like the average person is 12 to 15.
We'll score 12 to 15.
Or 12 to 15 points, right?
Okay.
Meaning they're not a narcissist. Bobby's crawling again.
Let's start with Bobby on the score. We'll see what he got, see what you got, see what I got.
So let me finish up the last little bit here.
Okay.
That means celebrities often score closer to 18%.
Okay. A little more narcissistic.
Narcissists score over 20. So considering that Bobby is probably the least narcissistic of the three of us,
we would suspect
him start.
All the crew upstairs also took it today.
I don't know what they scored, though.
Curious.
I feel like...
And most of them are not narcissists.
Yeah, it's me and you.
You ready?
All right, what'd you get?
5.
You got a 5?
You're not even average.
I'm sure some people would beg to differ, but I'm not.
What's
the most introverted person you fucking know?
What's the antithesis of a narcissist? Like, what would be the opposite? Is there an opposite?
It's like all about like wanting attention and shit.
What's the word that defines
it? Yeah, is there a term?
Is there supposed to be?
What's the antonym for narcissist? Look it up. You got a computer next to you. So you got a 5.
Because huddled 12 down to 15 phone,
is the average.
Monitor mounted to the wall with a fucking keyboard.
Yeah, you just did that today.
Hey, asshole.
You guys
would
be nowhere
asshole
without me.
I'll be here
He's
in this
an
chair.
Asshole.
So 12 to 15 is average, you said, and he's a 5.
He's
you know how bad that sounds.
Is that how you say it?
Oh.
Out of context, you know how bad that sounds.
Think about it. What did you say?
An empath.
Empath. Oh, yeah, okay. Because you have empathy if you're an empath.
That makes sense. We're
so
dumb.
Yes.
Is that just a fancy
so,
word?
Wait a minute. The simple fact that we don't know what the opposite of us is, does that just mean we're more narcissistic?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Just so you know, when I went through these questions, I was like, these guys scored through the fucking roof on these things.
Let's
100%.
See. Let's see.
Did you guys, can you, you can don't you, win if you get 100%.
Can you,
right?
Hey,
oh,
can
no,
you,
I was trying to
do
win.
Do you still have the test up on your on your phone?
Screenshot.
Shit. Let's see if I can go back so I can read off some of the, like, the questions.
Don't read the questions. I don't. It's just one scenario or another, and they're both on different sides of the spectrum. So it's kind of like, it's not the most accurate test, obviously, because a lot of times I'm like, I'm in the middle. Basically, this test is asking you constantly, like, are you Trump or are you?
Can you or can you not make people believe anything you want them to?
Anything?
Anything.
Most things. See, I'm in the middle.
All right. No, that means most. That means anything.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
Dino.
No, I'm not doing this.
Do you like to start new fads in fashion?
Of course. It's all, it's what I do.
Dino, do you like to be complimented?
I don't like where this is going.
Dino, does everyone like to hear your stories?
I don't know. Ask them.
I'm assuming they don't, but I think you think they do.
I don't think. I know.
The whole thing is whether you think people think, like, what your opinion is.
We'll put the link in the description, and people, our friends, people who watch, can take the test. Leave a comment.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's a very good idea, Bobby. Listen, we wouldn't be anywhere without this guy, but also.
Here comes.
This is the top result.
What was that?
Fuck. Your phone's talking to us.
We're going to stop.
All right. So I don't know what the high score is, but they said 12 to 15 is average. And around 18 is would be like a celebrity, and then 20 and up is a narcissist. Bobby's 5.
Where are you at?
All right.
Better be higher than I am.
24.
Holy fuck, really? You're a bitch.
I was just...
I got a fucking 33.
That's a score!
That's almost... That's 9 points above you.
Dude, that's money.
I fucking love myself.
So I was wondering about if I'm really a narcissist. I wanted to double check the actual definition. So it turns out I'm not a narcissist, and this is why. It's a disorder in which a person has an inflated sense of self-importance. No. Every bit of me that I think is important is exactly what I am. So I'm not a narcissist.
That's fair. Holy shit. Neither of us are narcissists.
Yeah.
We're the fucking best, and we know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone.
Not a narcissist. So, that narcissism test didn't work on us.
You know what? You know, I think that means you're a fucking narcissist.
I don't know.
You know what? We'll leave that for the jury. Hey, tell us if you think we're narcissists in the comments below. I think that's really it, ladies and gentlemen. Bobby, you got anything else to add? Dino,
no.
Anything else to add?
No, just subscribe to the channel.
Now you gotta ask me.
Jake, do you have anything else you want to talk about for, I don't know, 33 points worth of narcissism test?
Jeffrey Epstein killed himself.
Again?
Again.
He did it again?
Again.
He keeps doing that.
I'm also calling Weinstein, too. Definitely killed himself.
I'm about to kill some wine.
Steen.
I knew you were going to say that.